VOA News. Suspected Taliban insurgents have kidnapped dozens of passengers riding in a convoy of buses in northern Afghanistan. A spokesman for the provincial government of Kunduz province says three buses were stopped as they were traveling from neighboring Takhar province to Kabul. The insurgents forced the passengers off the bus and took them away. The Taliban has not taken responsibility for the kidnappings. The attack happened just one day after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced a three-month unilateral conditional ceasefire with the Taliban. Taliban sources said their leadership had told local commanders to stop fighting for 4 days over the Muslim Eid al-Adha festival this week, but were unlikely to officially announce anything. Pope Francis has written a letter aimed at Catholics around the world condemning the crime of priestly sexual abuse and its cover-up and demanding accountability. Associated Press correspondent Nicole Winfield reports.
This is a formal response by the Pope himself to really Catholics around the world, responding to primarily the reports that have recently come out of the United States about widespread sexual abuse and cover-up in several dioceses in the state of Pennsylvania. The fact, though, that he is directing it to the people of God means that the audience is much broader than just the U.S.
The U.S. Trade Representative's office on Monday began 6 days of public hearings on President Trump's plans to impose tariffs on a wider array of Chinese imports. The plan would affect an additional $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. More than 1,300 written comments have been submitted to the Trade Office already. Most businesses oppose the plan. Unlike previous rounds of U.S. tariffs, which mainly targeted Chinese parts, the latest proposals would affect many consumer products directly. This is VOA News. About 2 million Muslim pilgrims have marked the high point of the Hajj, the annual Islamic pilgrimage to Mecca, by ascending Mount Ararat in Saudi Arabia. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Tens of thousands of pilgrims gathered on Mount Arafat to hear a sermon by Sheikh Hussein bin Abdulaziz al-Sheikh for the high point of the annual pilgrimage. The Sheikh described how a series of God's prophets, beginning with Abraham, were faithful to his commands as Abraham offered to sacrifice his son. Unlike many previous years, the Sheikh's sermon avoided politics, telling pilgrims that they should be faithful to the teachings of their religion and become better people for doing so. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
After 65 years of separation, hundreds of relatives have been reunited for just a few hours as North and South Korea hold their first reunion in 3 years. The reunions will last about 11 hours over the next 3 days in the North's tourist resort of Mount Kumgang. A tragic death after an alligator attack in South Carolina. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
45-year-old Cassandra Klein was killed by an alligator in the Sea Pines Resort community on South Carolina's Hilton Head Island. Witnesses say she was pulled under the surface of a lagoon by an alligator thought to be about 8 feet long. An official with the state's Department of Natural Resources says the alligator has been caught and euthanized, and it appears that Klein was killed trying to protect her dog as they were taking a walk. According to the county sheriff's department, the dog did not appear to have been hurt. I'm Jennifer King.
Jurors deciding the tax and bank fraud trial of former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort deliberated for a third day on Monday. During the two-week trial, prosecutors said Manafort hid millions of dollars in offshore accounts in order to avoid paying U.S. federal income taxes. Venezuelans struggled Monday to calculate prices of food and household goods as a new currency scheme aimed at taming runaway inflation went into effect. And Brazil's government said it will not close its border with Venezuela, despite violence in a border town over the weekend. Brazil's security minister told reporters Monday closing the border is unthinkable because it is illegal. He said additional soldiers are now patrolling the border and said the situation has improved. State officials have said an estimated 500 Venezuelans cross into Brazil every day. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.